My friends, one thing that is particular to our channel is that our faith is also based on personal experiences. Of course, it's based on the Catholic Catechism, it's based on the scriptures, it's based on the teachings of the church, but you know that there's this idea called sensus fidelium. And what that means is that God imparts a sense of the faith to the people and that our experiences are valid and ways that we confirm our faith, ways that we get to know God. After all, the main way that we get to know God is through our daily lives. And so today we will explore a little bit of my own personal experiences of the souls in purgatory and how they impact our lives. Friends, as we always like to do and I always love to do, please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So this is part three of a three-part video of a series where in the first video we covered how the souls in purgatory are like this hidden army that's waiting to fight for you, and that really is the best benefit, the greatest benefit when we pray for them. Sure, we are serving them, we are coming to their aid, and that is a wonderful thing, but as is in many things in the Catholic faith and when we follow Jesus, we always receive so much more than what we give. And that's the case when we pray for the souls in purgatory, that they pray for us and they are like an army of prayer warriors interceding for us for small things to the larger things in life. And I gave examples of that. And then in the second video, we talked about how Maria Sima explains this and some of the personal examples that she gives from the souls in purgatory and examples of how they had protected people or obtained things for people. Well, I want to give just a few personal examples in my own life. So first of all, I'm sure that from the moment I began praying for them, without even knowing them, they were guiding me and praying for me and, so to speak, rewarding me for whatever it is that I had given them. That there were probably so many evils and sins and other things that I was going to fall into that I didn't because of their prayers. So that's one thing that all of us should recognize, that they are interceding for us, just like the Blessed Mother is, just like Jesus is interceding for us on behalf of to his Father and the saints. The souls in purgatory have a role to play in our spiritual lives. But just some specific examples. So one of the ways where I first experienced this was back in July, when I first really learned about this aspect, although I sort of knew about it, but it really, it's as if God brought it to mind. So I work as a therapist here in Texas. And right around that time, I began really asking for them to pray for me. And one thing that I noticed is the amount of clients that I began having began growing to where it was maybe here and there, it from July on became really steady. And I began having a steady flow of clients. And whenever I needed more clients, I would either go to a graveyard and ask the souls in purgatory to pray for more. And I would usually say, souls in purgatory, ask God to send me all the clients that God wants me to have. And some weeks would be more full, and I knew that they were sent by God, and other weeks were emptier, so I knew that maybe God wanted me to work on other things. But I really saw that it was through their help, because I didn't do any more advertising. I don't know if I really improved on my counseling techniques. I pretty much stayed the same. It was their prayers. And I saw that increase right around the time that I began learning about their intercessory power. And that was really just an amazing thing that I began seeing in my life. A second example, and this is just kind of maybe a small one, but a more recent one that I really want to share about. So with my wife and our kids, they had a sleepover this last weekend. And so we have a theater room upstairs. We let them go upstairs and we told them to pick a movie to choose. So they chose this movie called Poltergeist, which is a bad movie that they should not have picked. And when I heard that they picked it, I got really angry. Well, just as they had picked that movie, the control to the Apple TV was suddenly lost. It just totally disappeared. And they were telling us that story, and they were searching for like about 30 minutes, and they came downstairs and said that they had read this movie and the controller got lost. And as soon as I heard that, I said, I know that the souls in purgatory protected you. That they were praying, that they knew that that movie is evil, that when you watch movies like that, that you allow Satan to enter into your house. And as soon as that happened, they said, no, we are not allowing this. We are protecting the home of Alvaro and of his family. And we could not find the controller at all. And then before they left, we had to find the remote control because we wanted to see what happened to it. Did it just magically disappear? So again, we began praying to the souls in purgatory and of course, St. Anthony. We began asking them, please help us find the remote. And if you help us find it, please, we will offer 9 masses for you and make even more videos so that people may know and love you and pray for you. And lo and behold, within about 30 minutes of a lot of searching and a lot of sweating and a lot of stress, we finally found the remote. So again, they protected us and they helped us to find something that was lost, which is in fact one of the examples that Maria Sima gives. Another way that they have been interceding is for this channel. Now, one of the things that happened, I told you that on December 25th, suddenly my channel began growing, whereas for 6 months, it was pretty much just kind of still and stagnant, and maybe you can even call it dead, even though I was making constant videos. That was due in part to a novena to the Child Jesus that I had made, but also one of the facts that Maria Sima gives is that on Christmas is the day that the most souls in purgatory are released, not November 2nd, Christmas. So I know that they were the ones praying for the videos to grow. And the videos that got the most views were the ones on purgatory. So who were praying for those? You guessed it, the souls in purgatory. Finally, friends, I also want to give you an example from the life of a friend of mine. So I was attending this church and I got to be friends with this one family. And one day or night, I forget what it was, their young son, who was maybe 9 or 10 years old, began screaming. And it was like a type of like a fear scream, also with some crying and a sense of deep pain. They called me a little bit later and said, hey, can you come pray with us and just come see what's going on? So I went to their house and we began talking. And by that time, he had given the story to his parents. Well, sort of randomly and out of nowhere, because this was a good kid and he wasn't someone who was completely out of the ordinary. He was just a regular good kid. And their family didn't have a specific devotion to the Holy Souls in Purgatory. But for some reason, God decided to give this gift to this young child. And he said that he experienced something like what we would describe as purgatory. Souls there in a type of purifying fire. And he saw them and felt their pain. And he described it in this very excruciating way. And one of the things that he noticed afterwards was he was just so drained in energy that literally for the rest of the day, he could barely move and barely even get up. Now, you might think that's a kind of strange description, but that's pretty common when you hear of people who describe supernatural visions. Often the holiness of the presence of the person, whether it's an angel, saint, or whatever it might be, drains them of our natural energy. And he was left with this strong sense of they're suffering so much and we must pray for them. Now, for me at the time, I knew that it was certainly a confirmation for me to pray for them. And it's very difficult to describe the look on his face of what he saw, because what he told me and what you saw in his eyes were two different things. You could see the suffering of the souls in purgatory, that they had reached out and allowed him to experience just a taste of it so that we could be motivated in our prayers. My friends, if you have had an experience of the souls in purgatory, either interceding for you or reaching out to you, so to speak, so that you know that they're there, that God allows you to see that they're there, to experience them either in your dreams or in your prayers or in any way, please share in the comments down below. Always remember to subscribe to this channel, Uniquely Mary, and pray for us above all, and especially pray for the souls in purgatory. God bless you and have a beautiful day.